The city of Ann Arbor received over 10 inches of snow, and then temperatures dropped well below zero. These factors have led to schools and businesses closing and pose a great danger to everyone outside, especially homeless people. Washtenaw County's Director of Community and Economic Development, Mary Jo Callen, says the effort of making sure the homeless have adequate shelter during this severe winter weather began long before the snow started falling.
The port team I talked about, CSTS, they started outreach again late last week, knowing that the weather was going to turn, to try to reach out to folks who they knew were campers. They were able to engage, by their report today, they were able to engage all but one person out in the elements, and that person was highly suspicious and unwilling to engage and talk with them about shelter.
Callen says the Delanus Homeless Shelter is open during the day and has eased a number of restrictions, yet only about 25 people used it yesterday afternoon, while the capacity is 200. Despite the limited use of the shelter, much of the public commentary at the city council meeting was calling for the need for more to be done.
A yoga mat on the floor may not be ideal, but it may be better than a tent. And a building that doesn't have the correct...
Speakers called on city council to let the homeless community use the city-owned property at 721 North Main as a daytime shelter and activity center. Callen says ultimately the answer is adding affordable and supportive housing in the community. While concerns have been raised about efforts to help homeless people find shelter, the city has received favorable comments on the snow removal efforts. Mayor John Heefja.
I've actually had good feedback from residents about the snow removal effort and what's one of the worst storms we've had in a long time. Really complicated by the cold temperatures. Salt doesn't work under about 16 degrees, and so that's a tough one. But they've been doing their best. They've certainly, as we heard, been working overtime for 6 days, 12-hour shifts.
City officials say the frigid temperatures are starting to cause some problems with equipment breakdowns. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.